Day two, and it's relentless. The first volcanic eruption in the Canary Islands for 50 years. People living on the small island of La Palma had already been on high alert after more than 22,000 tremors were reported in the space of a week. But just days ago, scientists had said they didn't believe an eruption was imminent. Now look at the skyline.
I don't know how to explain it. It was powerful, powerful. To see a sudden explosion like that, we were on orange alert. There were loads of tremors, but being on orange alert, I couldn't imagine it would all be so sudden.
This eruption took everyone by surprise, and by nightfall on Sunday, its ferocity became evident. Molten liquid shooting hundreds of meters into the sky and then snaking towards lower land. The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez flew to the Canaries, having put off a trip to New York, where he had been due to attend the UN General Assembly.
Right now, we are keeping a close eye on the fires that may happen as a result of the eruption. We will deploy not only the civil guard, who are already there, but also the national police, forest firefighters, and members of the military emergencies unit.
Now, from above, you can see the area isn't densely populated, but whole buildings are already being consumed by the slow advance of lava. Thousands have already been evacuated, and many more will have to leave their homes as the authorities can't be sure of the lava's path. Leaders of the emergency relief operation are hopeful that no one will be killed, but loss of homes and livelihoods could be colossal. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera.